June 7th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, podcast number two. I remain your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. I don't know why I'm struggling with my own name today, Max or Janie, but yeah, the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in downtown in the Work Hub Studios, home of Wisco Mary. I am joined by my extraordinary producer, Max Martinson, all the way down at the WAUK radio studios in Radio Park on Victory Avenue. And for those of you that heard the first podcast already, I had Jim Santel on and we were talking about this first week in June, how we always remember D-Day, how many of us also continue to mourn the loss of Robert F. Kennedy on the 58th anniversary of his assassination this year. And, you know, really how these two realities somehow coexist or are in separate parallels from the political regime that exists today, in which all the lessons, especially of D-Day, seem to be thrown by the side in favor of this new regime that in many ways reflects the rise of the Third Reich in Germany. And so Jim gave some very thoughtful commentary on that. I think it's beneficial. I think it's an important conversation. And Mary Jane's going to start by just talking about her experiences, like locally, some remembrances she has. Go ahead, Mary Jane.
Hi, good morning, everybody, or good day. In Waukesha, as you know, last night we celebrated our very first Friday Night Live, which we all look to as Waukesha's first day of summer. People are in the streets, they're enjoying music at the designated areas. They can eat and they can drink, but it's a reunion of types. You know, growing up in Waukesha, I know many of the families, both the Hispanic families and just every other nationality. We still had pockets of neighborhoods, but we love just the camaraderie when we get downtown Waukesha on a Friday Night Live, especially the first one. From there, today on Saturdays, they have the farmers market, another opportunity to meet with your community people. And then, as you had mentioned earlier in your podcast, that the festivals and the ongoing events that are happening, I'm doing a tomorrow, a Bloody Mary tent and posting at a fundraiser for Heroes for Vets, or Hogs for Heroes, that's where
Hogs
it is.
For Heroes, yeah.
It is in Okachi, but as you know, we're just right at the edge of Lake Country here in Waukesha, and we're very fortunate to have all these beautiful, pristine lakes that we can enjoy during the summer months. Coming back downtown, there's always so many things happening. Today's paper on the front page was Mia's Italian restaurant, where Bo Blask, who is the owner, which is the next generation of entrepreneurs, and we've talked about that in the past.
Yeah,
we do have a good handful of 20-somethings, maybe even close to 30-year-olds that are now being in business in our wonderful downtown Waukesha. And it's our job to help them and bring them up, be their role models, that type of stuff, as we make changes in our own lives and our own careers and use that experience to help others, because that's our history, Don, isn't that?
Yep. Well said. Yeah. So what about, again, with this week, like what, you know, what's your kind of take on this? You know, we live obviously in a very different time, a very interesting time, and a lot of our traditions are being threatened. A lot of our ability to govern ourselves is under threat. And yet there's people that they can kind of coexist with both D-Day and this new, you know, Trump era, or this right-wing era, or what, I don't even think right-wing's a fair enough, because there's people in the right wing that are very upset by what's going on today. But, you know, what are your takes on this, especially having given your family's history of service to the country?
Well, first of all, you know, I myself personally am not able to do too much at the top of our government. However, all government's local, as we know. So you and I and others, we can be out there and we can make change in our own community. And that's where it starts. You know, being involved with the high school kids, helping them, nurture them, the businesses, the young entrepreneurs, as I mentioned, and then just our community, bringing people together from both sides. When we are running in, you know, aldermanic and mayoral positions, it's nonpartisan. And that's the beauty about local community. And that's our opportunity to bring everybody together on the streets, in the businesses, and in helping our community grow, and but while being fiscally responsible, find out the things we need to do and how we can help the community.
Sure. Yeah, and speaking of D-Day and World War II, you mentioned that you had a family member, I believe it was an uncle, that was a prisoner of war in Germany during World War II. Tell us what you know about that.
Sure. So my uncle Frank Herrera in Waco, Texas, where my mother's family is from, I actually had five uncles in the service. And because of World War II and the Korean War and being close, I have them in both theaters, in both parts of the war. So my uncle Frank was a medic in the European theater, and he was captured by the Germans. And he was a POW, I don't remember how many years. But at that time, you know, sure, we had newspapers, but the other form of communication were reels at the movie theater. So people that were overseas taking note of the war would take videos, bring them to the movie theaters, and that's how people got their news. So one of my grandmother's friend said, "We thought we saw your son on one of the reels." They had to pay their nickel or dime or whatever it was to get in the movie theater. But sadly, it wasn't a picture of my uncle, but he was captured. Sure. And for years and years, he did not talk about it because it was just so horrific, the experience that he had. But prior to his passing, he finally did write an article, which I'm sorry, I can't share right now because I couldn't locate it. With the news,
that, when you do, we'll talk about it in a future podcast, because that's the real history that we often miss out on, is that it was everyday people like you and me and our family members that, you know, have built and are building America. And it isn't just the people at the highest level. And then there is a certain power or franchise we have at the local level in terms of how we choose to govern ourselves. And I know you've been a good example of that with all of your involvements. And so I'm really glad that you got to share that story about your uncle.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so moving forward and talking about what's going on in downtown Waukesha, which you're my ears to the rail on that. You mentioned it was a great write-up about me. Is there something else they're involved in too that where they may be utilizing some grant funds?
Oh yes. Yeah. So I always am in close communication, and I find ways to help small businesses just create an awareness. They're not my programs, but I do follow them. I read up on them. And when I see people moving into downtown Waukesha, I let them know that there's a grant for signage and facades. So with Mia's, I had talked to the city planner, one of the city planners, and said, "We're looking to do a redesign of the facade." And so we work together. There is a free designer that can do the drawings. Wow. And because of the age of the building, he is very excited. So we're going to be meeting on Monday with them at the location. And then the city grant will match up to $10,000 to do a new facade. So it's a 50% off sale. And the city, they really want to reinvest in the buildings in our community. And those are the things that we should be sharing with all businesses in downtown Waukesha, especially if they are owners of the buildings. Yeah. It's a way to improve things.
And this is money well spent, government money it's going to pay local vendors to, and that's going to put some people to work. That's going to pump some money in the local economy. And then you've improved the curb appeal of downtown Waukesha, one store at a time, one restaurant at a time, whatever that is. And that's going to draw more people in and more dollars into downtown businesses. So I'm really glad you mentioned that. And speaking of drawing people downtown, I know on Monday you'll be joining me. You'll be attending Les Paul's 110th birthday celebration at Hannon's, right there on Broadway, across from Waukesha State Bank and that funny intersection there. And
the old post office.
Yep. And it's proceeds benefit music success. Waukesha's Patrick Nettesheim was on my show, on my podcast last week, promoting his mission as well as the event to raise. It's free to get in, too. There's like four great bands playing, and then there's free admission. But goodwill donations of cash or instruments, if you have an old instrument, doesn't have to be a guitar either. But the music success mission is free guitars and free guitar lessons to vets, first responders, anybody from anywhere that's dealing with any kind of trauma, especially PTSD. And this is the beginning of something I've been working on for a long time, having a Les Paul Guitar Town Festival. And this is a great first step. I know our mutual friend Danny Faustman's also involved in this effort. And so I appreciate you doing what you can to promote this and just being there.
Well, again, it's a community event, so we really should be there and let others know, especially through your podcast and through the websites and the Facebook pages. So spreading the word will really help promote this event and sure. Les Paul and the music community.
Sounds great. So tell us about the inaugural offering of Friday Night Live 2025. What happened last night? But tell us, give us some nuggets here of that people should know about.
Well, first of all, just think about it. Every single Friday night, we shut down the streets in Waukesha, and we have an impromptu festival. I don't know other cities that do that every Friday like we do. And yeah. So
there's it's very contrarian from a business standpoint, because nobody, Friday night's a peak night for a lot of people, but for Waukesha, it's a different experience. It brings more people in.
Exactly. So it's a mini festival and lots of good local music. We are Guitar City. And you talk about Danny Faustman. There's so many different musicians that are in Waukesha or from Waukesha yeah. that just love to come and have their music. Sure. It's just really amazing thing that somebody started a number of years ago.
Yeah. Who are some of the bands that played last night, or at least the genres?
Oh, you're going to call me out on that. Yeah. I know that Ian Abramson, he plays, I forget what the name of his, something Bees. So I really can't tell you, Don, but there
that's
is
okay.
listed
What's the genre?
Friday Night Live. Pardon me?
What's the genre? What kind of music does Ian's band play?
Basically not punk, but just really exciting, just a lot of hip-hopping music. I shouldn't even say that. It's just a very nice band.
Very eclectic, right?
Yes, you thank say, you.
Yeah, but an interesting genre of rock and roll, right? That it sounds like it's combining hip-hop and punk or new wave or other elements, or am I kind of
I should say it's
there?
A lot of energy music. So yeah, I haven't, yeah. I was inside listening yeah. from there, helping out a little bit. And what, then I walk around. Yeah. For me, it's a huge reunion of meeting people
well, sure.
with music.
But, I'm sorry, I want to focus on the music for a second. And I apologize
sure.
for putting you on the spot. But like, was there, I know in the past there's been like country bands there and heavy metal bands. Was it still pretty like a good eclectic mix of
entertainment? Oh, yes. Yes. Good and deal. What I understood, and I'm not, I can't verify this, but over at the Idyllic Bubble Tea, supposedly they have the very first disc jockey. Instead oh, cool. of a live band, they had a disc jockey.
So, yeah, I was thinking about that on my way into your office. Sorry mm-hmm. for cutting you off. As I drove past Bubble Tea, and like it would be neat to have Friday Night Live spill over into the alleys, into those little businesses, especially something as unique as Bubble Tea, and find a way to draw visitors in. As long as Main Street's closed, like just, inviting people to really step out into the different parts of downtown that are growing, that are popping up now.
So I'm actually looking at the website right now. So Sound Therapy, I've heard many, many times. I really like them. People's Park had Block Party. Mia's had the Red Hots. That's what it is.
Nice.
And then Say What You Mean is over at the Vinyl Vault Records. And Emily Rensfelder Music, I personally know her.
Yeah.
She's really great.
Where did Emily play at?
Was at the Gelato, at the Divino Gelato.
Good.
Think about that. We have ice cream and gelato downtown Waukesha.
Yeah, they're right across from each other.
Yep, and it was Boba Beats Bash. That's what was at the Idyllic.
Okay.
And at the Salty Toad, Alex Wilson Family Band. Now, the owner manager over at Salty Toad, I know, also sings. So okay. She comes out and does her encore, or at least she did in the past. I don't know if she did this time. So again, just revving it up in the community with beautiful sound. Also to mention, Tribute Tuesday starts this week.
Oh, that's right.
Over at Cutler Park.
Before I forget, too, did Hannon's have a band like they have in the past?
Hannon's
is hosting the birthday party.
Sound Therapy.
Yeah.
And okay. Sound Therapy is a regular there.
Sounds great. Yeah, because remember, you introduced me to Mark Hannon, I believe it was, right? I think it was on
Mark's a couple years older than I am.
Sure.
And his son, Pat, they're both instrumental in promoting Waukesha.
We were at our softball banquet for our daughter, who was recently named honorable mention all class of eight. So very proud of her for that. I was pumping up the event to other parents, Waukesha parents, about coming. And one parent knows the Hannons really well, goes back, you know, kind of two generations. And I was telling about the last band is it's called Working Man's Dead. It's a Grateful Dead cover band that's playing Monday night. And this guy, I forget which what the father's name was, but he went
Mark,
to see
Mark Hannon is the father.
No, the softball band. So I apologize. He probably wants to be anonymous anyway. But he went to see the Grateful Dead somewhere in Milwaukee years ago, and he's just settling in. He looks next to him, like is either sitting next to him or behind him was Pat Hannon, and they're like I said, they were friends from high school and everything. And he said it was just great. He had mentioned that the Hannons were big music lovers and big, and one of them, at least a couple of them, are Deadheads too. And so. It's neat, and that's why I love that I know you and just all these people in Waukesha. There's a lot of us like me that are transplants, and this is, you know, we've adopted this as our home. It feels like home, but we also meet you, and you're you know, I couldn't give an exact figure, but there's a large percentage of Waukesha residents that if they weren't born here, they grew up here, and this is home, and they go back a long way with many of their friends, their customers, their co-suppliers. Neighbors, you know, you have it. And that's another kind of nice feeling about Waukesha that you don't experience in too many suburban communities. That's fair to say?
Fair to say.
You got it. So, Max, how are we doing on time? Let's see how we're... 2 minutes. Okay. Hey, so really quick, and I apologize. We've been so long-winded. We were talking about our good friend Scott Allen has thrown his name in the mayor's hat.
Yes.
And just wanted to see if you had any updates on that or your thoughts about the upcoming mayoral race to take the seat that will be vacated by Sean Riley.
Well, full disclosure, Scott, I built Scott a website when he was running, what he still is, state legislator.
Right.
And I had to go to my staff here and say, because I knew they were on both sides of the aisle. And so we decided as a whole, yes, let's go ahead and do it. And then now that he's running for mayor, he's requested a second website. Mm. So the thing I really enjoy about Scott Allen is he, like myself, we're on the streets. Nobody ever can please everybody, but... Right. He's there, he's accessible, you can talk to him, and he listens. And you don't always find that with any politicians, even older people. You know, they go to their meetings. But if you really want to help the community, you need to walk the beat. You need to know, and you know that, Don, because that's what you've
done. Go door to door. Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of just listening to one person, you want to take a sampling from other people that you really have the whole story. Sure. So you can make good decisions when you are deciding for the community.
Sure. Yeah, just one kind of question on Scott is he obviously has a lot of friends and a lot of supporters. And I was surprised to learn that there's also a fair amount of detractors, even from kind of the same ilk or party. And it just begs a question. Do you know of anybody else that's considering running? I mean, I imagine there'd have to be at least one or two.
At this point, it's just... I've heard whispers, but I don't know. I can't tell you. Sure. But if I find out, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I just think it's just good. It's good for our local politics that we have other people stepping up, and because it makes for good debate, and it makes for good good process and involvement. And so I of course wish Scott well. He's a friend, but certainly I want to see some good competition in there. And Max has given me the stink eye, so it's time to close this up. But Mary Jane Sanchez of Work Hub and Wisco Mary, thanks so much for joining and sharing what's going on downtown today, as well as your reflections on what's going on in our reality and our history. And I want to thank Max again for his endearing patience. I want to thank all of you for listening. Please remember, safety is everybody's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Go Remila Mahagav Galer, and see ya.
See ya.